So just for the break, we were talking with Randall Davis. 20 years ago was when they first started doing the old Rice Hotel renovations and turning it into its new self, and really started a whole process of renovating downtown, bringing nightlife back to downtown. For years, businesses and individuals had started vacating downtown and moving out to the Galleria or to Midtown and other areas. And 20 years ago, Randall Davis started to try to change that, to breathe life back into downtown. Now we have Discovery Green, Toyota Center, and now you've got projects that put you right in the center of that. And by the way, they don't flood.
And they're tall.
And so with the projects and stuff you had downtown, was there any problem with Hurricane Harvey in terms of the winds, the rain, anything like that?
So zero problems.
So now you've got these projects that you're building, and you've got another one also that you're working on over in River Oaks. Is that correct?
Yes, near the River Oaks district, across the street from the Galleria called Arabella. But those are larger high-rise condominiums priced from $1 million and up. No problems there either. If you want to get off the ground, it's a good place to go.
So who are you trying to really target here? I mean, we're talking about more of a luxury lifestyle, but what's your target market for that?
Most of those people are empty nesters, or people who are moving in from the suburbs or out of Tanglewood Memorial, mm-hmm. or maybe River Oaks, where they're tired of just living in their living room or their kitchen, and they want to downsize and want something that's easy, lock it and leave it. Mm-hmm. And a great place to live with amazing amenities, including an indoor pool.
So, one of the interesting things is Sylvester Turner just announced yesterday that he wants to impose a property tax to help pay for some of the flooding. And so when you're starting to talk about properties that are $400,000 to $1 million, an increase of, 10 cents a year on property taxes obviously makes a difference. Does that type of stuff impact your clientele?
I don't think so. I think that clientele that we sell to, they're a fairly affluent person. Mm-hmm. It will minorly, if you will, affect their lifestyle.
Right. So the city issues in regards to, for most citizens of Harris County, when they get upset when they have to pay, more property taxes, doesn't really affect you. Is this kind of the, what's your longer term goal? I mean, we've done a lot of renovation and development to downtown Houston. Is there still more to go?
Most of it has been done over the last few years as far as historic buildings, mm-hmm. and the city gave an impetus to developers to develop 5,000 apartments, and that has been fulfilled. And actually, downtown is a little soft in the rental market. Mm-hmm. Probably the only place you can still rent apartments right now, because the city just got full with a flood, mm-hmm. lost 100,000 apartments. But again, the alternative to paying $2,000 to $3,500 a month rent is to buy a condominium in a building like the Marlow, which is brand new and will open in about 10 months.
Right. And now you just, and that's what we're talking about, you were doing the 20th floor, and y'all were going to have a kind of a party for that, an announcement. Of course, Hurricane Harvey delayed that. So are y'all going to do that now?
We'll do probably a secondary, if you will, topping out party, because we missed the big one.
Yeah.
Because we got hit by the big one.
Yeah. Well, good. So again, as you kind of look forward, down the road here, Houston's still trying to recover from low oil prices, and we're trying to kind of get back on our feet now after Hurricane Harvey. Is there new opportunities developing for you?
Well, I believe there will be, because there's only 4 new high-rise condominiums for sale in Houston. And the total unsold inventory in those 4 buildings is about 100 units.
Really?
And when they're gone, they're gone. And that's it. And we're in a very large city with a very small amount of inventory.
So it's interesting, when you look at your clientele demographics, are they mostly, you were talking about a lot of these are, kind of empty nesters, those type of things. Are you seeing a lot of foreign money also come in?
Yes, we see a lot of people come from other countries, especially Mexico, that want a secondary home in Houston.
And because one thing we've been watching is a lot of the money that's coming in from China and other countries, You know, they're buying real estate here. They're making investments in into the country in terms of real estate, and which is, you know, it's obviously it's lifted real estate prices really kind of nationwide. We've seen a lot of that. We've seen a lot of the conversion of, you know, properties back into rentals. And I just saw an interesting story the other day is that, you know, we're seeing more and more demand again for commercial properties starting to pick up for living residences. So we're seeing people saying maybe the living in the house thing, and particularly for millennials, they're not really interested in being homeowners. So that kind of plays into your bailiwick, doesn't it?
Yes, because the millennials, they tend to rent, but when they end up paying $2,000 to $3,000 a month in rent, you can get a mortgage and you can have the same monthly payment and you can own it and get the tax break.
Well, hey, I appreciate your time coming in today. You know, it's interesting. So what's the, so when do you know when you're going to make your announcement yet? Or for the Marlowe? No?
Nope,
just
not
kind of
yet.
Planning?
Yeah, the topping out party is in the planning stage. We had the one at Arabella by the Galleria, but we've got two great high-rise condominium buildings here for sale. And if somebody's interested, come knocking on our door. We promise you won't flood.
And so where do they find you? At the meetmarlowe.com?
Meetmarlowe.com or arabella.arabellahouston.com.
There you go. All right. Hey, appreciate the time, Randall.
Thank you very much for having me on.